The next patient is Daniel Warren. The last name is W-A-R, like in Roger, N-E. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old white male patient of Dr. Beltry. B like in boy, E, L like in Lima, T like in Tango, R like in Roger, E like in Echo. Who has been referred to this office because of progressive deterioration of the kidney function. His medical history started in 2013 when he had a stroke with left-sided weakness in 2013. His blood pressure was above 220 according to his description. And ever since then, he has been battling this arterial hypertension. In October the 7th, of 2021, the patient had a creatinine of 1.4, a BUN of 30, an estimated GFR of 49 mLs per minute. There was no evidence of anemia. The thyroid function tests were normal. And lately, the patient was tested in December the 30th, 2022. The serum creatinine 1.89, the BUN 34, the estimated EFR dropped to 39 mLs per minute, and albumin creatinine ratio was 4,041. The patient has a borderline blood sugar, 118, and he says that his blood pressure has never been under control. He has systolics that oscillate between 190 and 210. At the present time, the patient is taking lisinopril 40 milligrams once a day in combination with hydralazine 25 milligrams BID. The blood pressure today was 192 over 99 with a heart rate of 61. Period. The most likely situation is that we are dealing with nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension or a slow growing or a slow deterioration of the kidney function associated to a glomerulopathy. We don't have a urinalysis. Whether or not the patient has proteinuria is unknown. What comes to our mind is IgA nephropathy. Period. In any event, we are going to investigate the patient with serology, including ANA, ANCA, ANCA, anti-GBM. Antiphospholipase A2 receptor antibody, Kaplan-Meier ratio, rheumatoid factor, sedimentation rate, Smith antibody, a hepatitis profile, protein electrophoresis in the serum with immunofixation and urine protein electrophoresis with immunofixation and retroperitoneal ultrasound, as well as uric acid. Number two, the arterial hypertension is going to be treated with the administration of lisinopril 40 milligrams every day. Stop the use of aprazolin, and we start nifedipine 30 milligrams on daily basis, and we add clortalidone 25 milligrams every other day. Number two, a patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease associated to nicotine abuse. A prescription for Chantix was given. We want to thank Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, for the kind referral. And we're going to reevaluate the case after the laboratory workup and the ultrasound. We'll keep him posted of, with the progress period. The time spent in the service in reviewing the laboratory and the referral, 20 minutes. With the face-to-face and physical examination, 25 minutes, and the augmentation, 10 minutes. Thanks for the kind referral.